Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Get something. Do something. Seriously. If you don't do anything and there's no changes, don't scream about it. It's your fault. You know, I'm starting on a hot seat right now. Yeah, I'm kind of done with this stuff. You know, you got parents approaching you because they want certain things done or what have you. And like, okay, come forward and fight alongside me. Help me out. Right? But many of them don't want to. They don't want to get involved. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, it's just constant. Constant, it never stops. And you need to be ready to fight. You need to be ready to push back. JoeMessina.com. Head over to JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there. A lot going on that you need to be aware of. Stories that you need to be aware of. Right? Wactoids that are making news. Yeah, you heard me. Wactoids that are making news. And they're out there. No question about it. They are out there. The I can't say there's so much, there is so much going on that I can't. You know, when you think about what Joe Biden, a lot of us believe that somebody else is pulling the strings there, right? There's no way that Joe Biden is all over the place coming up with the decisions that he's coming up with. Being made to look the way he looks. When anybody else think he looked... He was speedballing the other night. He hasn't been able to hold a conversation like that or speak that fast and that clearly in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, sometimes he was speech slurring. I know, I got it. In so long. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, big news. The President Trump, yeah, you heard me, President Trump, his Facebook and Instagram accounts were apparently reinstated today, which is always interesting. Right? I mean, how long do you think that'll happen? Okay, really, how long do you think that'll happen? give 2 months? Yeah, is that too long? Maybe less time. Just checking, just asking. Okay, look, I don't mean this to be nasty or mean or anything. But here's a man who had a stroke. who's sick, continues to be sick, continues to have problems, and you guys voted him in. Senator John Fetterman, remember? He was hospitalized overnight in Washington, D.C. Now, they say it's not related to his previous stroke. He was sworn in on January 3rd, right? He was taken to the hospital after experiencing lightheadedness. Now, give me a break. You guys know what a stroke is, right? Blocks blood from getting to your brain. Why would you be lightheaded? Oh, you know what it is. He probably got up too fast, not enough oxygen, whatever. Really. Now, towards the end of the Senate Democrat retreat today, Senator John Fetterman began feeling lightheaded. Fetterman's communications director, Joe Calvello, spoke and said that Fetterman, whose health was a major campaign issue against Republican challenger Dr. Oz, is in good spirits and talking with his staff and family. He left and called his staff, who picked him up, drove him to the George Washington University Hospital. The initial test didn't show any evidence of a new stroke. Didn't show evidence of any kind of stroke, or maybe an aftermath of a stroke that he had. Doctors are running a battery test to make sure. Now, I don't want the guy. I don't want anything bad to happen to the guy. Okay? Let's just be clear about it. I'm not looking for him to be sick, stay sick, or get sicker. I'm simply looking for you to recognize and understand that stroke is a big deal. If you think that he's just going to get over this, it's even a bigger deal. It's just wrong. All right, so what could go wrong with transgender athletes, you know, sharing the room with the women? Well, apparently, quote, Leah, close quote, Thomas, flashed male genitalia in a woman's locker room. You know, it's just amazing. Again, everything goes. You can tell these people nothing. They don't really care what the truth is. They have none. No care whatsoever for what the truth is. Riley Gaines is a sports activist, women's sports activist. She slammed the NCAA for allowing her to be exposed to a trans swimmer because he flashed her in the locker room. Gaines is a 12-time All-American, 5-star. Oh, here we go with that music. She's a champion female swimmer. She's calling the NCAA to make separate locker room accommodations, if that's the way it's going to be. Now, seriously, do these people really believe it's not about the genitalia? Or they've been threatened? What is going on? Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Zoe says about this episode of Break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
That's like a strut song, isn't it?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
I hated the SNL in high school. And it was the only way to get a date. Oh, I don't know. Maybe if they saw me dancing, they would date me. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem. I'm going to finish up this story. We'll see if we can connect with Zoe in a few minutes. Talking about how, quote, Leah, close quote, Thomas, flashed his, her, its male genitalia. The woman's like, you know, they're going to change that soon, too. They're not going to allow you to call it genitalia. They're not going to allow you to tag it with male or female. You watch. But apparently, Leah felt that flashing Leah's male genitalia around was the right thing to do. They're not going to let him get away with this. I mean, they need to be all over these people like white on rice. All right? Now, we were not forewarned beforehand that we would be sharing a locker room with, quote, Leah, close quote. This is according to another swimmer. We did not give our consent. They did not ask for our consent. But in that locker room, we turned around and there's a 6'4" biological male dropping his pants and watching us undressed. And we had to be exposed to look at that male genitalia. Isn't that exciting? Good for them. I mean, seriously. You know, really, as far as the transgender thing goes, if you really truly feel like you're trapped, if you're a female trapped in a male's body, then what I would say to you is that go ahead and have the operation. If you truly believe that you are a female, Mr. Miss Thing Leah, then have the operation. And, you know, you're so heartfelt that this is the right thing for you. You're so sure that you're in the wrong body. Right? So why not make the change? You can do it. Come on. You do it yourself. Anyway. No, but in all sincerity. See, this is why I say to you, it's not real. Because if it was real, if they really felt like they were trapped in the wrong body, if they really felt like being a female is going to fix anything, go for it. But go for it. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins us, I hope. You there?
What's up, man? Man, I was while you were speaking, I just like listening to you talk about these crazy people. God bless them, man. They need Jesus. Hey, don't go seek a surgery.
They need
seek Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus, man.
They need Jesus surgery. That's what they need. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spiritual surgery.
Well, this is a complaint against this Leah Thomas person. Apparently, went into the the transgender person and flashed Leah flashed male genitalia to the other woman in the locker room.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, when somebody tells me they're transgender,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, parts and pieces are gone, right?
Yeah, he didn't even
try to do it with the female side, don't they?
He didn't even try to tuck it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you anyway, needed that. Yeah, you needed that visual, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now my mind is all cloudy and foggy. Anyway, but apparently, the other swimmers were saying, look, we were never told this person was going to share our locker room, number one. Now, the NCAA is saying, hey, that person has every right to be in there, But it's a biological male with biological male parts, and you know what? Women shouldn't have to look at that if they don't want to.
Well, I don't know. At this day and age, man, it's like we're kind of, it'd be great if we could get back to where women did want to see that. It's like, hey, women, don't you want to see some male genitalia anymore? And wouldn't you rather see it on an actual man instead of dangling from you? Can we get back to the sense of normalcy where, men want to see? And don't get me wrong, y'all, because I'm not trying to be a stumbling block here. It's like, look, if you're looking at a set of boobs, you should be married to them. Okay, let's keep it straight, all right?
Or not working with them at all, because I've worked with a lot of boobs in my life, and I don't know if I want to, Oh, you're talking about the physical. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, them boobs, right? come on, man.
I'm a little slow on the uptake. What do you want from me?
But what I'm saying? It's like, look, it's at least nice to hear. It's like, be nice to hear. Say, hey, women, don't you want to see men parts? And women, and dudes, don't you want to see women parts? Like where they're supposed to be and all that sort of stuff? But like I said, in proper context and confines.
Well, the Bible talks about when right is wrong and wrong is right, right? And here, the people that stick it up for Leah Thomas, they've told these swimmers that if they feel uncomfortable seeing male genitalia in a locker room, they should seek counseling. Come on, think about this, right?
So they can tell us, you need counseling. And they get mad when we say, you need Jesus.
That's you teach our kids that should be the response for your locker room. Just look and say, man, you need Jesus. I'm not a man, I'm a woman. Okay, whatever. You need Jesus.
You need extra Jesus.
You know? But it really is when you sit there. And then they go off to the whole thing. We're calling them, you know, bigots and hateful and, you know, transphobic. You know, and what I love is, you know, the Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, Jenner.
Jan's Jenner.
Yeah, right. When Jenner came out and said, "Hey, look, no, transgender should not be playing, sports. They need to stay with the gender they were born with." Yada yada yada. They called Jenner transphobic, and I'm thinking, okay, is Jenner afraid of himself? I don't understand.
Yes, they all
know what phobic means. Maybe they don't know what phobic means.
They all are, man. I mean, it's like, and I guess transgender is the virtuous. He's one of the virtuous.
Oh, yeah, transgender. I remember a story I just reported on where there was a Church of England, I think it was, or one of the churches, said that transgenderism was a divine in nature.
There's a spirit of divination in there, sure, because they are taken over by demons, but it ain't holy. It ain't that kind of divine. It's like, but you have Jenner is going to try to posit himself as like some sort of, you're a moral, you know, a transgender person. It's like, no, man, you're a pervert. All right. And, you know, there's people doing that. It's like, well, I don't think that they belong in these sports and whatnot. It's like, come on, man. You're not above the fray as far as this goes. You've helped to usher this stuff in. What do you think was going to happen?
No, you're thinking that they think. That's what you're thinking. Okay, and it shows that you're not thinking. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. People love that too far. A lot more coming up with the break. Fonso and Rachel going nowhere. We got to be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At a hearing Thursday over the ordeal of the Chinese spy balloon.
China is a real threat and one we need to take seriously, which is exactly why we're here today.
Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana spoke before a public meeting where lawmakers heard from top Defense Department officials about the nature of what happened last week. Military officials say that they and the president concluded the balloon was not a threat to Americans, and so decided to just watch it closely and then shoot it down and grab it, to study how China is using them. An attorney for President Biden's son, Hunter, is hitting back at House Republicans after they requested records related to his business dealings. They said there's no legitimate legislative purpose and oversight basis for such a request. They also noted Hunter Biden is a private citizen. The demand for documents was made by the House Oversight Committee. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Get involved, get engaged. And I do mean get engaged. Get in there and start to fight. Be in the fight. Be part of the fight. Right? That's how we win. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with fighting. I hope you guys figured this out. Especially for my Christian friends. God's always talking about putting on armor, right? He doesn't tell you to run away. He tells you to put on the armor. Grab the armor. Get the armor. Know where the armor is. I mean, that'd probably be a big part of it, don't you think? Know where it is first. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Love it when he's with me. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and soon to return soulfoodradio.net. And, hey, so, I mean, seriously, right? We're supposed to fight. I love all these Christians who think we're supposed to be so soft and nice and squishy.
Yeah, like sheep.
I mean, well, I always joke. I say, you know, Jesus had turned the other cheek. Well, I only got two cheeks. After the third one, the gloves are coming off. You're done. Well, depending if you want to be a little vulgar, I've got four cheeks, but hey, whatever. You know, what can I tell you? But I mean, seriously, we really do need to push back, fight back, and make sure we.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
yeah, right?
Absolutely, and when I say like soft like sheep, I'm talking about you don't want to be soft like sheep, like the wool, like all squishy, just like you said. But we have to have the humility to be Lord's sheep. But if, I mean, you know, we got a lot of Christians out there. We need to be bold as a lion, and all this. It's like, man, you don't want to be out there being as bold as a lion without the humility of having sheep, because bold lions get out there will just be knuckleheads, and we just gonna cause problems. And we have a bunch of pride and no humility, and we just be a detriment to ourselves.
Well, that's why I keep telling people, it's like, get informed first, okay? Get your facts ready, get informed, get ready for the fight. You know, it's like girding yourself up, right? You get ready for the fight by girding yourself up and making sure you got what you need. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting out there and trying to wing it.
Yeah.
I do this every day. I can't wing this, so to speak. I mean, once in a while I have to kind of tap dance because my screen goes blank, but other than that... You know, I'm out there speaking to the issue.
Yes.
So it is. So let me ask you: you're fighting. We're fighting more and more, right? That the surface is cracking. We've got more and more people coming forward. Some former employees now have come forward to talk about the transgender clinics, how they're morally and medically appalling, and what's going on in there, and how they're lying to the kids and what have you. You won't see that in mainstream media. Because deceit is deceit. They don't want you to know this stuff. Right? I mean, and this is right from the pit.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, you know, they don't want to you know, shoot themselves in the foot on their own narrative and stuff like that. It reminds me of, you know, when I did that movie, Gosnell, a few years ago.
Yep.
And what was going on, his claim was nightmarish. And they swept out, and despite the babies that he was butchering, you know, and a woman who even died, that wasn't even enough to get, you know, the authorities involved. It was only because of a drug bust that they went to investigate the place.
That's how. Right.
Yeah, but the media, the media didn't come for the hearings concerning abortion and stuff like that. They didn't come for that. Nobody was interested.
That's interesting. You're so right about that. And you know, talk about being part of it. Check this out. Now you're safe. I'm just doing the story, but you're safe, okay? The Democrats just passed a resolution condemning white religious nationalism. So the DNC passed a resolution, it goes on their platform, condemns white religious nationalism, declaring that theocracy is incompatible with the democracy and religious freedom. The resolution was approved over the weekend. Shh, don't tell anybody. By Democratic Party officials gathered in Philadelphia for the winter meeting. Now, let me see. They put this thing forward with over 30 co-sponsors from across the country. Okay? They go on to say, let me see, linked forms of religious nationalism to racist ideologies, arguing that one of the many heinous elements of white nationalism is its perversion of religion to make their hateful message more palatable. Now, did you hear that Taylor Swift came out this week and said the Bible, Jesus is okay with the abortion? Bible, if you're a Christian, you're against abortion, you're against the Bible. I'm going like, you think you might want to put a scripture out for that one? I don't know. Just get in here. But anyway.
Yeah, I did catch that one. Yeah.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the DNC here, you know, talking about, again, if you, when they talk about the, you know, some of the issues that they're talking about here with the declaring that theocracy is incompatible with democracy, they're talking about when you read the Bible and the Bible says this is not acceptable to God, you're not supposed to live by that.
Huh.
That's nationalism, white nationalism.
Yeah. These Democrats, man. Well, one, they're the most religious people in America. They're the most religious of all of us. They have very any science that they do have is twisted or perverted science to back up their claims on the stuff that they believe. There's no solid evidence for what they assert, which is all just beliefs. They're living fantasy land and they go by this stuff religiously. Not only that, their beliefs are state sponsored, which Congress is not supposed to do. We have to pay penalties, right? We have to pay penalties if we don't abide by their beliefs.
Yep.
So they have a full-blown state-sponsored religion, and we have to live under it. And they go and they stump in the churches. They occupy churches, and they give their platitudes there. If Republicans were to do that, oh, no, you can't have that. But they do it all the time. So these hypocrites, man... So it sucks that we have to live under these people.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Where are our Christian brothers and sisters just saying, okay, where's your scripture to back that up? First of all, the report was put up by, ready for this one, the Friendly Atheist Substack newsletter. That's where the Democrats got this information. All right? And one of the paragraphs in here says, a white religious nationalism has used the cover of patriotism to foment and inflame hate by providing cover for racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia. Now, anti-Semitism is hilarious because the left is so anti-Semitic, it's almost funny. But homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia. So they're blaming all these on religious people that will pull scripture out of the Bible to back them up on these things.
Yeah. That is that's their big weapon, man. It's always been there. It's that basically falls under it's racist, right? That's yep. their biggest weapon, you know, whether it's, you know, anti-Semitism or anti-Muslim. And Muslim is not a race anyway, even though they keep trying to force it to be one. It's not a race. It's not a nation. And I don't even like using the term race. You know that. It's not a nation. You know, Muslim is not a nation. They may be a theocracy and stuff like that. It may be a state religion, but Muslim is not a nation. Did I do that?
Did you do what? Are you there?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
But as it is, you know, these things aren't original, but you know, they lean on, you know, the whole race narrative. And like I said, I told, you know, telling people it's going to get worse. It's always going to get worse. But you want to know what real anti-Semitism is? Real anti-Semitism is simply being anti-Christian. That right there is okay. Because I mean you're against the king of the Jews if you're anti-Christian.
So they're using a clip from Martin Luther King Jr.'s what is this with a speech? Oh no, an interview he gave. Where he was talking, if you take the content, the whole context of the interview, he's talking about how if Republicans, you know, the conservative Republicans, the real Republicans, don't step up and push back on some of the issues or speak out about some of the issues, the Republican Party will become a white man's party. Okay? Now, the context before that is, hey, you know, they've got our best interest in mind. However, they're not speaking up. They're not moving forward. They're not, you know, they're not making a big enough deal about this. And so I just find this amazing where they took that one sentence where he says, you know, they'll become the party will become a white man's party only, which is what, you know, Nation of Islam does when it comes to Christianity. They say it's a white man's religion.
Okay. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out how Christianity became this white man's religion when the central figure of it is a Middle Eastern Jew. It's like,
God. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, this is, they just have a field day with this stuff, and they don't let, you know, it. Yeah, I talk about this all the time. I don't want to beat it to death, but I do find this stuff really interesting the way they do this. So Tony Dungy and James Brown. Now, there's not the James Brown we know, apparently. These are NFL broadcasters, right? So, hey, look, if it was the James Brown, I'm funny he's back, but I like his music. Anyway, we'll talk about this the other side of the break. But basically, the two of them have had to cancel, right? After making all the stories about Tony Dungy, they canceled an event with Andrew Womack because Andrew is anti-gay. Yeah, we'll be back in a minute. Don't miss any of your phone. Go.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back. Go see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. It's the only way you can fix this stuff. Seriously. All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And he is the host of Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, The Zoloft, and soon to return, SoulFoodRadio.net. And you have great music. You have great messages. Where do people find all of that?
Thanks, man. And you probably won't hear our music on the Grammys. And we probably won't be doing a halftime show.
No, there's no satanic beat to your stuff. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, it's got a dirty sound, but it's a clean message. So if you guys would rather support, you know, bands like what I'm doing instead of like, you know, these heathens out there that, you know, whether it's Motley Crue or Green Day or anything like that, you know, come check us out at bronzeservermedia.com. Check out my music project Sledge X, and I think we got all the rock and roll that you can.
Hey, look, it's good music. It's you need to check it out. You need to, you know, we need to stop supporting pelvic thrusters. Okay? And you know what I mean by that. And then some of you who go to the movie, I mean, some of you quote-unquote Christians or conservative people, you go to the movies, go to the, and then you watch the Grammys. Now, I know you don't watch that kind of stuff, but you know, I'm sure you heard about the satanic dance. Now, some people go, well, come on, it's just, we know the devil doesn't have horns, and that's how we put it up. I said, no. It was the whole feeling around it, and young people, and you're looking at it, and these people are quote-unquote, worshiping this guy. This is a problem. This isn't, they're not blatant about it. At least they used to try to hide it a little bit.
Yeah, even CBS, when they put out their tweet and they're talking about, I guess, this show that Sam Smith is going to put on, their tweet said, "We are ready to worship."
Ooh.
You know, it's, and I think the really odd thing is that I guess Sam Smith is supposed to be like blaming homosexual. It's like, why do you have these big breasted women like dancing around you? Unless they were training women, I don't know, or training men, man. Maybe that's what it was. But if that's the case, I mean, like I said, you're still gay. One, evidently you don't want women, and why would you want a man dressed up like a woman? It don't make any sense. None of this, their whole lifestyle doesn't make any sense.
Oh, no, you're exactly right. I'm sitting there, and I'm watching bits and pieces of this, and I'm going, none of this makes any sense. Right? And people are sitting there talking about what a great performance, what of this, what of that. And going, what was great about this?
Man, Joe, I'd be wondering, man, what am I doing wrong? You know, it's like I can barely.
You're not worshiping the other god.
Because I can barely give my music away. I can barely give it away. And these people, and I'm like, well, if my music is awful, I mean, because I'm trying to do the math here. Their music is awful, right? And I'm not trying to say that as a hate or anything like that. I mean, I'm really being as objective as I can. I'm listening to it. I'm like, this is garbage. But this stuff has got multitudes of people tuning into it. So it's like, well, I guess maybe my music's not garbage, because if my music was garbage, it was really bad, I think people would buy it more.
I guess, you know, I don't know. I guess you don't have the right dancers or something. Because, you know, you look, again, I make fun of Beyonce all the time and that group of people. And I do it because, you know, look at what they're doing. Look at the kind of dance they're doing. Right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when a lot of people talk about some of these things, they talk about what a great performance it was. They don't really talk about what a great, how great the music was. It's how great the performance. Oh, you see those dances? Oh, the outfits were so wonderful. Really? That's what you got out of this song? It's like those people go to church on Sunday. They don't know what the message was, but they know the band was good.
Right, right. Oh, and right? The lighting was fantastic, wasn't it? The same kind of lighting that they gave Joe Biden for that one creepy speech that he did.
Okay, so one of the listeners just sent me a message that said, the singers are transgender and non-binary.
Okay.
And the dancers. I would imagine the dancers and the singers were all transgender and non-binary.
So that's what I figured. They are. Yeah, so I figured they were trannies, right?
There you go. Good for that.
Which, like I said, it's like, okay, dude, is this what you're supposed to be gay? I thought other men were supposed to be appealing to you. And so not only are you having, they're not women, they're men dressed up like they're in women costumes. You got men in women's costumes, dude.
All right. So last week, Tony? No, a couple of weeks back, I guess. Tony Dungy was been given all kinds of kudos because he was, he was out there on the pro-life walk and right to life walk and all that thing, and people were giving him a hard time. Regular people, he should be pulled from the team. He shouldn't be like that. All this crap went down, and he stuck with it because he's an outspoken Christian. Now, he was going to speak at an event with Andrew Womack, and what did he get? Him and James Brown decided to withdraw. Why? Because Andrew is anti-gay. Because he's pro-scripture.
Yeah.
So now what? I mean, do we take back the kudos we gave him a week ago?
But, you know, and the funny thing is that we have those among our ranks and some of the high-profile conservative commentators. Vehemently pro-life, yet yeah. Pro-gay. I'm like, wow. Yeah, that doesn't add up. This scripture does not support that, what do we do with that, Joe? I tell you what, it's like, talk about selective reading, and well, it's not.
But is it selective reading, or is it just proof positive that the only thing these guys listen to is the worship band?
Yeah, there's some of that, you know. There's some of that, okay. And yeah.
Go ahead.
That's it. I mean, you know, you're going to have these people who are going to cherry pick scripture. You know, this is what I think is going to make me look like a good person. But at the end of the day, it's not about what the word says. It's about what my feelings dictate. You know, and they've allowed, you know, these narratives to come in and shape the way that they think, instead of letting Scripture, instead of letting Jesus be the one who builds in us, and, you know, letting him be the carpenter who builds in us. yeah, sad scene.
I don't know where to go with it either. When I read some of this stuff, I go, okay, then the people, these people really don't understand. You don't get up there and hate on somebody. It's not what the expectation is.
Right.
Right? But the expectation is you will stick to Scripture. Why would I want these guys to speak anywhere else if they're not going to stand up to Scripture here?
Yeah. Anti-gay, you know, for do they really know what the implications of that is? Like, look, I'm not anti the person. I'm anti the lifestyle. I'm anti against the rebellion against nature. This is not something that nature is recognizing. Nature doesn't recognize this. This kind of union, especially from people who are able to reason. So it's anti God. You know, it's like, look, you decided that you're going to go against the ordinance of nature that God authored. You're going to go against that. That's what we're anti. You know, if we're going to be anti-gay, but not anti the person per se.
No, no, all right. So here, this should put you at ease now. The Church of England is going to fix everything. They've got a solution. They're going to shift to a gender-neutral God. And that's how they're going to... I love looking at your face when I read these things. The Church of England is considering shifting its teachings to refer to God without using a gendered language. Really?
Okay.
All right. So...
And, and that's why our forefathers wanted to get away from that Anglican Church. And, sorry. Okay, so... Okay, well, you know, in the Bible, God, his preferred pronoun is he, him. It's written in there quite plainly. Yeah. It's quite plain. And, you know, the thing is, here's the thing, Joe. God already stated that about us from the beginning. And two, God took it even further. Just so you could see him, he came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who was a man, right? So, and not only that, Joe, did God come to us in the person of his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, where you could see him as a man. Yeshua was hung naked, right? Not like the pictures that you see him on a crucifix, stuff like that. Naked. Because God knew that man, perverts, would try to pull some stuff like this, try to make him out to be a woman, or try to make him out to be transgender. So, like, God already knew this stuff. He already knew. He's like, man, let me.
Yeah, but apparently, even if you have a male body part, you can still be transgender. I'm just so confused. I'm not well educated.
No, you're right, Joe. You're exactly right. But see, here's the thing: you're going to have people who are still going to try to do that. But the thing is, God settled it, and it's like it's the science to settle. God's like, look, here is the empirical evidence. Now, if you want to deny that, that's your problem. But there's no excuse. That's the thing about it, Joe. God leaves us with no excuse. You have no excuse to think that God would be transgender or a woman or anything else except for a male and a man.
But come on, Joe. You, between you and me, man, okay? You know that this book was written by a bunch of old white guys. You know? And they wanted to keep the white supremacist misogyny alive and well. I mean, you know.
That's imagination land from these folks, man. Because just like they're trying to think that God was transgender or a woman, they're trying to think that the Bible was written by a bunch of old white guys. It ain't in there, man.
Go ahead and tell people where to get your music.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And hope you guys will check out my pages. The Soul Off is open then. Sledge X. And like Joe says, that's
there you go. Radio. It's a progressivism. Sledge X. No, I'm just kidding. Be back in a little bit. People, local part. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.